This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. The stories on immigration are wide and varied. We've heard about illegal migrants dying in the desert, border vigilantes scanning with binoculars, and the U.S. Congress wrangling over these issues. But in the small town of Olathe, Colorado, there is another story. Hate groups are using the issue of immigration to attract new members. NPR's Adam Burke has our report.
Small-town life is a kind of integrated habitat, like those muddy water holes in the African veldt, where all the animals are gathered in one small area. The denizens of Olathe, Colorado, smile and wave to one another every day on Main Street. They may not all see eye to eye, or even talk with one another much, but most assume they know what their neighbors think, at least generally. So when a town trustee announced at a recent meeting that Olathe might be home to a chapter of the Ku Klux Klan, it hit Wayne Blair and other town officials like a blast of big game tranquilizer darts.
And there was a bit of a silence. And, we all just kind of sat there. I wondered, did he really say that?
It wasn't just that Blair was having trouble featuring his fellow citizens in white hoods. As the town mayor and a lifelong resident, he'd seen absolutely no trace of hate group activity in the community.
We've never had an incident here in town, and they have never proclaimed themselves out loud. We've never heard of any meetings. They've never handed out any leaflets. They've never tried to cause any trouble. It's almost like they don't exist.
It's unclear just how active the Olathe KKK cell is, but its sudden appearance could be part of a national trend. Experts say these days hate groups are on the move, and they're using the immigration issue to awaken their base.
These groups are concentrating now almost exclusively on the immigration question.
Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center says the number of groups nationwide is on the rise, from 602 in 2000 to 803 last year. And he says their tactics are changing.
So you get neo-Nazi groups, for instance, that are all about the Jews and killing the Jews and so on. But all they talk about these days are brown-skinned people, the immigration, alleged invasion from the South.
This appears to be true of the Klan branch that claims a registered chapter and 15 members in Olathe, Colorado. Railton Loy is the self-proclaimed imperial wizard of the National Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, based in Indiana.
Look around you, read the newspapers, for heaven's sakes. California is gone. New Mexico is gone. Arizona is going to be following. They're turning this into a non-white nation. This will be North Mexico.
A lot of Americans are frustrated over illegal immigration, so the burning question is, how many citizens have been driven to join a hate group for the first time? Marilyn Mayo of the Anti-Defamation League says not many.
We're not seeing a tremendous tide of people going over to these hate groups. On the other hand, we have seen a rise in racist skinheads across the country. We've seen a rise in certain neo-Nazi groups.
And though their base is tiny, Mayo says these groups are growing more active and emboldened, with members showing up at anti-immigration rallies and other events.
You see these hate groups talking about Hispanic immigrants in a way that is not only vicious, but really encouraging people to take violent action.
It's as much the threat of violence that has residents in Olathe concerned about news of a KKK chapter here, and especially troubling to Hispanic residents, who make up 35% of the town's population. Manuel Villafana has lived in Olathe for 15 years.
It scares me because I'm, from Mexico, and those people are angry with people from other countries,
Reactions in town range from shock and outrage to disbelief. A few residents say they aren't surprised. Others believe it's all a hoax, just a registered P.O. box and the dubious claims of one imperial wizard in Indiana. But Mayor Wayne Blair can't afford to be cavalier, and lawyers have warned the town to be careful about First Amendment rights.
The plan is to be more vigilant. But as a governmental entity, we have to realize that everybody has civil rights that have to be protected, even hate groups.
That's a sobering mission for a town that would rather be known for its sweet corn festival and annual pumpkin toss. Adam Burke, NPR News, Olathe, Colorado.